the Archdiocese of Toronto, and the National Catholic Broadcasting Council. Through the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, presents Sunday TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Sunday TV Mass on this, the fourth Sunday of Lent, Laetare Sunday. That's why the vestments are rose. It's a Sunday of joy. I'm Father Ernie DiCiccio. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from the Matthew family from Oak Brook, Illinois. This Mass is offered in thanksgiving for blessings received, for continued blessings for the Joseph and Matthew families, and special blessings for their grandchildren, Rhea Joseph, who is celebrating her 13th birthday today, and Isaac Joseph. Our thanks to the Matthew family for making it possible for tens of thousands of the faithful across Canada and around the world to share in the celebration. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
My brothers and sisters, as we continue our journey of Lent, let's prepare ourselves to celebrate the Eucharist. As always, we give thanks to our God for blessing us in so many ways. God is good, and we are blessed. Let's acknowledge as well our human weakness and ask the Lord for mercy, for strength, and for peace. Lord Jesus, you heal the sick. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you forgave sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you give us yourself to heal us and bring us strength. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who through your word reconciled the human race to yourself in a wonderful way, grant, we pray, that with prompt devotion and eager faith, the Christian people may hasten toward the solemn celebrations to come. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the second book of Chronicles. All the leading priests and the people were exceedingly unfaithful, following all of the abominations of the nations. And they polluted the house of the Lord that he had consecrated in Jerusalem. The Lord, the God of their ancestors, persistently sent his messengers to them, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they kept mocking the messengers of God, despising his words and scoffing at his prophets, until the wrath of the Lord against his people became so great that there was no remedy. Therefore the Lord brought up against them the king of the Chaldeans, who burnt the house of God, broke down the wall of Jerusalem, burned all its palaces with fire, and destroyed all its precious vessels. The king took into exile in Babylon those who had escaped from the sword, and they became servants to him and to his sons until the establishment of the king of Persia, to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had made up for its Sabbaths. All the days that it lay desolate, it kept Sabbath to fulfill 70 years. In the first year of King Cyrus of Persia, in fulfillment of the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord stirred up the spirit of King Cyrus of Persia, so that he sent a herald throughout all his kingdom and also declared in a written edict, "Thus says King Cyrus of Persia, the Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whoever is among you of all his people, may the Lord his God be with him. Let him go up." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let my tongue cling to my mouth if I do not remember you. For there are captors asked us for songs, and our tormentors cast for mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. Let my tongue cling to my mouth if I do not remember you. How could we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land if I forget you, O Jerusalem? Let my right hand wither. Let my tongue cling to my mouth if I do not remember you.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. For it is by grace you have been saved. And God raised up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come, God might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. This is not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Praise to you, Lord, King of eternal glory. Praise to you, Lord, King of eternal glory. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. Praise to you, Lord, King of eternal glory.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to Nicodemus, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The one who believes in him is not condemned, but the one who does not believe is condemned already, for not having believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I have to confess that I feel really lucky that I'm doing this Mass for Laetare Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Lent. Two Sundays of the year, this one and the third Sunday of Advent, that are Sundays of joy in the midst of somewhat penitential seasons. And that's good, because as Christians, we should be all about joy. Pope Francis some time ago gave us that encyclical, The Gospel of Joy. Does our faith bring us joy? I hope it doesn't make us miserable. I tell people all the time at my church, if you come to Mass and you don't feel better at the end of the Mass when you leave, then I failed you as a priest, because my job is somewhat to lift you up, to lift your spirits. And that's what God's Word does for us. That's what the Eucharist does for us. That's what our faith does for us. It should fill us with joy. Do you think that our lives as Christians is all about penance, beating our breast all the time because we're such worms crawling in the mud? We are human beings created in the image and likeness of God. We are precious to God. And that should make us filled with joy. Even when we say, Lord, have mercy, at the beginning of Mass. I'll never forget a Jesuit priest years ago teaching us said, what do you think that Lord has mercy is all about? Again, beating ourselves down? Think of it as you just won the lottery and you're looking at the ticket and you realize you got the winning numbers. And the reaction should be, Lord, have mercy. Joy. Even when we say, Lord, have mercy, joy. And this gospel reading is what it's all about. Ask yourself, why should we be happy when we got so many problems in our life or in the world? Today's gospel has that famous passage, John 3:16. You ever see those signs in football stadiums? Look it up. For God so loved the world. God does not hate us. God does not want to condemn us, but to save us. That's why he gave us his only son, Jesus Christ, to share our life. Because he loves us that much. When you look at the crucifix, yes, your hearts are broken because you see Christ bleeding and suffering. But you should say, my goodness, I have a God who loves me that much. And that must mean that I'm not garbage after all. I pray that when you read these words of Scripture, in John 3:16 and elsewhere in the Bible, you are reminded of the total and faithful and unconditional love of our God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son in order that we might have eternal life. Jesus came down from heaven not to condemn us, but to save us. So rejoice and be glad. Give thanks to God for that incredible love that we've all received, even in the worst days of our life, when nothing seems right. God's love is still there. So at the end of this Mass that we celebrate today, even though you might have many things to cry about, in your heart, I hope you feel the joy. The joy that comes from our faith, the joy of the resurrection, the that we'll be celebrating very soon when we finish Lent and enter Easter, Christ's victory over sin and death, and the promise of eternal life. Together now, let's make our profession of faith. Let's all say together, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
We place before you with joy these offerings, which bring eternal remedy, O Lord, praying that we may both faithfully revere them and present them to you as is fitting, for the salvation of all the world, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through our Lord Jesus Christ. For by your gracious gift each year, your faithful await the sacred Paschal feasts with the joy of minds made pure, so that more eagerly intent on prayer and on the works of charity, and participating in the mysteries by which they have been reborn, they may be led to the fullness of grace that you bestow on your sons and daughters. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Francis, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
And now let's join together in prayer, using the words that our Savior, Jesus Christ, has given us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take take away the sins of the world, grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in this holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I passionately desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my soul, so that I may unite myself wholly to you, now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who enlighten everyone who comes into this world, illuminate our hearts, we pray, with the splendor of your grace, that we may always ponder what is worthy and pleasing to your majesty and love you in all sincerity, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow down for the blessing. Look upon those who call to you, O Lord, and sustain the weak. Give life by your unfailing light to those who walk in the shadow of death, and bring those rescued by your mercy from every evil to reach the highest good. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.
We gather.